Yellow-green lantern light glinted against the smooth obsidian walls as Jig followed Ropak up the tunnel. Jig's only weapon was a kitchen knife he had swiped a few months back. Golaka would have baked him alive for the theft of the knife if it hadn't been in such lousy shape. Ropak adjusted his grip on his long, nail-studded club.
The only thing I can't figure out is whether to kill you before I get that bird or after.
After would be good.
A pale blue snake, barely the length of Jig's hand, darted past. A large bird launched itself from the shadows near the ceiling and caught the snake in its claws. Ropak's club drew sparks as the nails hit the rock.
I'd love to get my hands on one of those cloudlings barging into our territory, driving us back like they own the place.
Jig stopped moving.
What are you doing, Runt?
Ahead, birds of various sizes covered the floor. From time to time, one would flap its wings and launch itself at an unseen insect or grub. Jig squatted on his heels and shuttered the muck lantern. Light dimmed to cracks. In the near total darkness, the birds appeared only as small, rustling shapes.
What's the matter, Jig? Afraid of the birds?
Ropak pushed Jig. The birds flew out of the way.
Are you scared the cloudlings are going to get you?
They say cloudlings can steal your mind. That they're stronger than hobgoblins and meaner than dragons.
What's the matter with you, Runt? We're goblins. We eat hobgoblins for dinner. And we laugh at tales of dragons.
Right. We'll laugh because we know no self-respecting dragon would waste his time on mere goblins. And the only hobgoblins we eat are the old and the sick, the ones the other hobgoblins chase out of their homes to die.
Did Ropak actually believe the nonsense he was spouting? Maybe Ropak wasn't bright enough to be scared. If that was the case, then Jig was bright enough for both of them. As they moved closer, the birds lifted their heads to watch, their round eyes shining like black jewels. Jig had never seen a living bird before, only the corpses brought back by hunters, back before the cloudlings came. Birds didn't belong here. They were surface creatures, alien and unknown. The tunnel smelled musty, and the air moved slightly, carrying the cold, sharp scent of trees and green plants. They were closer to the open air than Jig liked. They crept onward. The birds flew away as they approached.
Makes me hungry. You bring anything to eat? What's in the pouch?
Bat wings.
Jig unknotted the ties and reached for one of the wings. The fire spider squirmed at the bottom. Jig's fingers brushed something sticky. Strings of spiderweb covered the wing. Jig turned and wiped them on his other hand, hoping Ropak hadn't seen.
Here you go. Why didn't I just give the spider back to Golaka? Well, aside from the fact that Golaka might have killed me anyway out of spite. But why bother to protect a spider?
Even now, Jig found himself retying the pouch in a tight double knot so Ropak wouldn't find out. Jig glanced at his hand. Small egg sacs hung in the midst of the gossamer tangle. As Ropak ate Jig's bat wing, Jig used his knife to scrape the web from his hand, then carefully wiped the blade on the inside of the pouch. The fire spider climbed up to reclaim its eggs.
Quiet, Runt.
Ropak pointed. Farther on, the tunnel widened and split in two directions. The right tunnel led to the surface. The left dipped downward toward a shallow cavern with a small spring at the rear. Jig had been there only twice before, collecting ice during winter. Two cloudlings stood at the split, surrounded by birds. An oil-burning lantern sat on the ground between them, its flame an alien shade of orange.
These are what killed three hunting parties.
The cloudlings were taller than the average goblin. The tips of Jig's ears would come to just beneath their noses. They could have passed for skinny, exotically dressed humans. Both were garbed entirely in feathers. The one on the left wore trousers of black raven feathers with a blue and white shirt that extended past his fingers. The other wore a simple gown of shimmering green with a downy white trim at the cuffs and collar. Her hair was green as well. Their eyes were black and round as pearls. They were both barefoot. Ropak clutched his club in both hands.
I'll kill the male. You kill the female. Glocka can prepare an entire cloudling buffet tonight.
Ropak, we're only supposed to get a bare nut.
Club raised high, Ropak charged the two cloudlings. The cloudlings didn't look up at all. The man slipped one hand behind his back and drew a tiny crossbow. The dart whizzed into Ropak's cheek. He plucked it out, took three more steps, and fell flat on his face. Only now did the cloudlings glance up. Jig backed away. Not only were the cloudlings watching him, but every single bird did the same.
Can cloudlings see through the bird's eyes? That would explain how they shot Ropak.
A huge white owl spread its wings and advanced. Jig threw the muck lantern at the owl and fled. A dart bounced off the wall beside him. He crouched as he ran, covering his head with his hands and listening for pursuit. Farther on, he ducked into a side tunnel, slipped in a puddle, and smashed face first into a wall.